This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, you know what time it is. Friday, 5:30-ish. Means it's time we get to talk to Mike Tannenbaum. And that's what we're doing right now. It's time for the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. Mike, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Good afternoon.
Tell me about Joe Shane. I was told that he was in the Dolphin front office when you were there.
Yeah, we overlapped for a couple years and know Joe well. And he's a good evaluator, good report writer. Contributed to our meetings and draft process, and was a good evaluator. And now, you know, the big question is, you know, taking that next step. And, you know, I've been there. You know, it's one thing to have the skill set to get the job. And now that you have the job, it's, you know, all the things that you're really not prepared for, which is obviously first and foremost to hire a head coach and hire a staff and have the right process and deal with all the unpredictable things that are inevitably going to happen from not getting your first or second candidate, salary cap issues, dealing with the New York media. And that's really the big X factor. And that's why sometimes coaches and GMs work out and sometimes they don't, because it's, you're walking into a job that you've really never done before.
Now, you've been in the situation before, Mike. So does he have that list with him? Has he been putting this list together for the day he was going to get the GM job?
You know, I would think so. And again, I think the head coach search is sort of, I wouldn't say perfunctory, Don, but certainly one that you could be prepared for. It's everything else that happens. And candidly, like, just going back to my own experience, guys, I was the assistant GM for 5 years in the same building. I got the job as GM of the Jets at 36. And to be candid, it took me about 18 months for the day to slow down. I don't think I did a very good job initially. We won a lot of games on the field. Coach Mangini did a remarkable job, I thought, early on. But you're dealing with things that you've never dealt with, like hiring a team doctor or hiring a mental health expert, and you're dealing with five or six of them and trying to figure out who's best, and then you got to return every agent phone call because you got to know what's going on in the community, and then you got to ask, you know, one of your starters to take a pay cut, and he tells you to pound sand, and then you want to go watch Sam Houck in South Carolina. And it's not a-
Oh, no. That's unfortunate. I don't think that's ever happened. That's like Landline Collins.
I'll try to get him back, please. What happened last week? We had him on Zoom. It was great.
Yeah.
Also, I want to remind you, Andrew, do we ever pull a drop of Danny getting hung up on? Because I do think that was strong.
All right, Mike is back. So, Mike, last we heard of you, you were saying how a big a jump it was from being the assistant GM to being the GM, and you were already in the building.
Yeah, and again, it's just all the things that you're not used to doing, like hiring a mental health expert, or, you know, the offensive coordinator that your head coach once turns you down because you just got your salary doubled at some other team, and then you got to go ask one of your stars to take a pay cut, and he tells you to pound sand. And the reason you got the job is you're really good at evaluating Sam Howell and comparing him to Kenny Pickett, but it's 9 o'clock at night, you haven't worked out. And, you know, you haven't talked to your family and you're trying to relocate. And it's all those things that you're not prepared for is really the hard part about transitioning, especially in New York. But make no mistake about it, it's now really about getting the right head coach.
And who do you think that right head coach is?
Well, you know, especially going with an inexperienced GM, guys, like my list to me, it would scream experience. I would talk to Doug Peterson. I'd talk to Dan Quinn. I'd talk to Jim Caldwell for sure. I'd start with that list because those are guys, one won a Super Bowl, one went to a Super Bowl. Jim Caldwell is beyond reproach. And I think in New York, what this New York Giant franchise needs now is someone who's experienced, someone that's been successful. And those guys are really well regarded. And that's not to say that others couldn't do a good job. I would talk to Brian Flores as well because he may not have had the success of Dan Quinn or certainly Doug Peterson, but he did a very good job in Miami. He is from Brooklyn, played at Boston College, but I would want somebody that's done the job before.
How do you feel about
so saying that? Then you probably give pause to that, the one that everybody says he's going to hire, or at least because they work together in Buffalo, Daboll because he does not have head coaching experience.
Yeah, I like Brian a lot. Work with Brian. Great guy. Good friend. He's done a remarkable job with Josh Allen. I would just want to have alignment that if we go down that road, that we're talking about hiring a head coach that's never done before, a GM that's never done it before, with a really impatient fan base that's had six consecutive years of really rough football. And, you know, are the Mara and Tisch family okay with, you know, another 2 to 3 years of rebuilding it? And that's why, to me, if you could get a guy like, again, a Doug Peterson, a Dan Quinn, a Jim Caldwell, someone that's done it before, done it at a very high level, given where they are. And again, we've talked about this for months, guys. I'll be consistent. I don't think this team is far away. I think they have a lot of good young players, and I don't think it's a massive rebuild. So while there's a lot of things to like about Brian Daboll, for me in this situation, I would defer to experience.
Do you have any opinion on Raheem Morris?
I like Raheem. He was go back a long way with us, was at Hofstra for a while. I think he's learned a ton from his experience when he was at Tampa Bay. He was very young with Mark Dunn when they in the Buccaneers. And look, that Ram defense is playing really good football. Anytime you bring in a defensive coach like that, you certainly want to know what's the plan for Daniel Jones. And more importantly, who's going to be the one coaching him because, you know, your expertise is on the defensive side of the ball.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I got to tell you guys, I don't think when we had our conversation last week about blackhead coaches, did we mention Caldwell?
No.
That I was just looking as you brought it up because you said Caldwell's beyond reproach. And he was 36-28 in Detroit and then has been out ever since. And I mean, he's got another job now as assistant, but why has Caldwell not gotten the call previously to be a head coach?
He should. And, you know, when you look at what he did in Indy and Detroit – clearly, since he's left Detroit, they have not gotten better. He's developed quarterbacks. And I've talked to countless players that play for him. And you can talk to people in our ESPN family, the Dan Orlovsky's, the Jeff Saturdays. They don't like him. They revere him. And I was just talking to Jeff Saturday about him last week. And he's developed a lot of coaches. He's really, really smart. I've gotten to know him pretty well and just think the world of him. And to me, he is by far one of the 32 most talented coaches on the planet and, in my opinion, definitely deserves to have one of the seats when it's all said and done.
All right, so there are four games this weekend, Mike. Tell us who you like. Who's going to win? Who's going to cover, too? So tell us tell the one game that jumps out at you.
Yeah, San Francisco at Green Bay. I think they have, like, all the markings to have a road playoff win. And you think about they can run the ball. So they can control the clock, and Green Bay's run defense isn't great. And I think Nick Bosa can make the one or two plays now that he's been cleared to play. So I think of all the teams that could have like a road win, I think it's the 49ers. I think the Rams are a little bit beat up for my taste. I think Cincinnati's run defense isn't good enough for Deontay Foreman and obviously whatever Derrick Henry can do. And then, you know, I think Buffalo Kansas City is a heavyweight fight. I just give the slight edge there to Kansas City because they're home, but that should be a high scoring, like an over, whatever. I know it's a high point to cover, but I think it's going to be a high scoring game, and I just like Kansas City a little bit more than Buffalo.
The injury to Whitworth, I think, for the Rams is really big.
Yeah, you make up a great point, Mike, which is the one vulnerability with the Rams sort of approach all year has been no depth, right?
Yep.
Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, they're all great players, but to lose on the road, a great left tackle with Andre Whitworth is, even at 40, against Shaq Barrett and Pierre Paul. That's not a good matchup. And Matt Stafford's going to have to play a really good game. If we go back a year ago, Todd Bowles did an exceptional job with that Buccaneer defense. And I think that's an injury that's going to be really hard for the Rams to overcome.
What about the Tampa offensive line with Tristan Wirfs? How devastating could that be if he doesn't play?
I just think Tom Brady is like the great eraser, and he'll get rid of the ball. You know, we always used to say, guys, when we played Tom, it was successful if he had to make a decision post-snap, because he knows where he's going with the ball. He's so quick and accurate. And I just think of all the injuries they've had with Godwin, Wirfs, Fournette, losing AB, he's going to throw it to the open guy. It, you know, if we're talking next week, maybe Cam Brate has 7 catches, you know, with both of the starting safeties for the Rams are out. So you got to think the tight ends for the Buccaneers is a good matchup. But I think Brady is a quicker processor of information than Stafford is.
That should be a great weekend. I know we're looking forward to it. I'm sure you are as well. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That's the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. Very quickly, Incarcerated Bob sent this over to me, and also there are other people that are reporting it. According to data released by the New York State Gaming Commission today, from January 8th through January 16th, they took in a combined handle of $603.1 million in their first week of business, the four mobile sports books in New York.
Wow.
So Governor Cuomo and then Hochul, that kept gambling out of New York for so long, that's how much money the state has lost, what they would have been able to make. Because, you know, we're not promoting the fact that, you know, go out and gamble money that you don't have. People do have to police themselves. But the people that wanted to gamble, they were gambling. They were either gambling illegally or going to Jersey or going to Connecticut. And New York just waited and waited and waited. Maybe they got a better deal. It looks like they're getting 50% of the handle. But,
yeah. Well, and now will they take that money and do good things? Like, we're finally seeing the true uproar that there should be in this city around having, you know, partitions or barriers in the subway system so we don't 50 people don't die on the tracks every year. That's an MTA issue, yeah, which is a state issue. Can we get that done? Are these things going to happen? I just want to see where this money goes, because there's going to be a ton of money.
That kind of influx of money, Peter, it's got to go to infrastructure. It has to.
Ian Rappaport reporting the Giants are expected to interview two of their head coaching candidates, Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll and defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier, this weekend in Buffalo.
Now, just one more time, guys. I don't know if it blows your guys' minds. Caldwell in Detroit, 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7, fired.
Yeah.
They've been nothing since. Oh. It's crazy. That's wild. I know they were disappointed at the end of this last season that they didn't do more. Well, how'd it play out for you?
Are you guys ready? Big pick segment coming up.
A lot on the line.
A lot of things to be nervous about. We'll see how it plays out coming up in just a moment. We'll also hear from Dave Rothenberg to make his team's pick. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.